This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570.
From Las Vegas, where what goes on here stays here. Well, except for consumer tech. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline for our 24th year on the air.
This portion of the special brought to you by ViewSonic, a leading global provider of visual solution products. See the difference at ViewSonic.com. And by IFA's CE China 2019, connecting global leading brands in consumer tech with Chinese retailers, media, and consumers first. September 19th to 21st, visit cechina-ifa.com.
Our next guest provides a sidekick for aging. He is the CEO and founder of Intelligence Robotics, and they have a very cool product. Dor, welcome into Tomorrow. Dor Schuller, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing fine. Tell me about Friendly AI for thriving together. I like the whole concept. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so the company name is Intuition Robotics, and our product is called LEQ. And as you can see, she's something different from what you've ever seen before. It is actually a proactive social sidekick. And she's designed for older adults. We designed her with older adults in order to help them stay active and engaged and thriving at home. She actually helps in a few certain areas. The first is helping with communication, talking to the grandkids, having them send over pictures and emojis, a video chat is all very, very simple. And she's kind of an intermediary between the technology tools that are out there and the older adult.
And I'm hearing perhaps some of my audience saying, okay, well, how is LEQ different than a conversation with Alexa, for example?
Excellent, and that touches at the core of what we do. So the product is the first product that's proactive and not reactive. So Alexa, Google Home, all of these products are user command driven, right? Alexa, turn on the lights. And those are great, great products. I have four at home. All right, but here, the AI actually understands what's going on at home, in front of it. We're using computer vision, there are cameras here, and microphones and sensors. And based on that, it builds an understanding of the scene. And based on that, our AI, what we call cognitive computing, is making a cognitive decision. Should I interrupt Dave right now or not? And if so, what should I say? And how should I say it? So she might wake up and say, hey, Dave, it's really nice out. Why don't you go for a walk?
Oh, so it's even encouraging me as an elderly person to get up and do something, be active a little bit. And she's talking and robotically. Let me get a little bit of her voice, too, while we're doing this. See if she'll talk to me now.
I can send and receive messages from your loved ones.
And that's cool because she can send messages from the loved ones. So we've got a, you know, hi, mom or hi, grandma with a picture of the grandchild or something. And tell me about the lights now. Again, for those listening on the radio, not yet seeing the video at intotomorrow.com, it is kind of a little robot with a head that is lighting up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So she has this kind of lamp-shaped body, if you will, which has 3 degrees of freedom and lots of lights on it. And we use that for interaction. So, you know, as humans, only 10% of our communication is verbal. All the rest is nonverbal. And even if we have our dog at home, we know without it knowing how to talk, if it's aggressive or playful or tired, right? So we know how to read body language. And we gave body language to LEQ. So with that, our subconscious can help her understand the technology. She'll look at us. She'll light up. She'll be happy when we come back home. She'll be excited when we get a message from the grandchildren. And just by her gaze, by lighting up, by looking down when she apologizes, actually our subconscious is at work at helping us cross barriers of interacting with technology.
Now, does LEQ know when your mom or dad or grandparents are in the room, so they begin to engage them? There's a camera on LEQ as well as the ability to receive pictures and things, right? Are they watching mom and dad?
Yeah, they're absolutely not watching mom and dad.
Good.
We use the cameras for our AI, right? So we know that you're looking at us. And maybe instead of just talking to us, you just gaze at LEQ and she'll look back at you and say, yeah, can I help you with anything? Right? We do that also to understand who's in the room. Because maybe if you have a guest over, we don't want her to give you a reminder to your medication because she wants to keep your self-respect, right?
I was going to say, it might be a little embarrassing.
So maybe she'll wait half an hour. It's not that urgent, right? Or maybe we notice you have a friend over. So she'll say, hey, Dave, I see you have a guest. Do you want me to play some mood music maybe? Right? So it's beyond communication. It's also helping you throughout the day, keeping you curious, telling you interesting things about the world, news, suggesting activities for you, whether it's for yourself, with your friends, or whether it's cognitive games to keep you sharp, and also helping you throughout your day with things like a calendar and reminders and so on. But because she's proactive, she always uses her emotional intelligence to decide, is this the right time? And how should I time this in a way that will make it compelling? And this is after 1 year of beta testing with older adults, age 62 to 97. So imagine, there's a 97-year-old that spent 8 months with this robot in his home, using it over 10 times a day. And what we found there is beyond the features, people treat LEQ as an entity, or some people call it a presence, as this new part of their home, which greets them in the morning in new and exciting ways all the time and helps them plan out their day and is always there with a helpful tip, whether it's drinking water, doing exercise, or talking to their grandkids.
Love it. LEQ, is it available now and how much does she cost?
So you're the very first person to hear that LEQ, as of today, is available for limited quantity pre-order, available at our website, leq.com, that's E-L-L-I-Q.com, and she costs $14.99.
By that, you don't mean just under $15, you mean $1,499, right?
Yeah, yes.
Just want to be sure.
$1,499. There's also a monthly subscription cost, but for people that are supporting us in pre-order, they actually get a year's worth of subscription for free. We'll also come home to your home and install it, ship it, make sure it's working properly, and if not, we'll take it back. No cost associated with that. But really, it's this new type. Nobody has seen anything like this. A device that just wakes up, talks to you, moves around for an interaction purpose. And from our beta sites with our users, we really hope we can make a difference and help older adults thrive at home.
Well, it is the sidekick for happier aging. Dor, we thank you for spending a few minutes with us here in Las Vegas.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It's our pleasure. LEELLIQ.com. We'll link you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. More from Lost Wages Nevada as we launch our 24th year on the air, bringing you Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.